This is your Paragon News update for September 9th, 2021. It's all brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Atha. After constant problems with the train at Elk City's Ackley Park, plans are underway to have it replaced. According to City Manager Tom Ivester, city funds have been allocated to replace the train that has shown its age with mechanical issues and constant derailment.
We've got a couple of in the realm of reality options now. We've got someone who can construct a new train. We had a consultant come up this weekend from Dallas to assess what exactly is wrong with our old train. It keeps derailing. We've tried to flesh out why it keeps derailing. So whether it's the track or the train or the wheels or the cars, because if we start buying new things, we don't want to buy the wrong thing. And we have a very, very odd sized track. It'd be like a 48 Hudson. We're waiting for the consultant's report to see. We're all working on that train. I know it's a very popular activity here in Elk City.
Ivester made the remarks during the city manager's report to the city commission on Tuesday night. Ivester also gave an update on the Aquatic Center project. That's the city's next CAPS project.
The Aquatic Center design is, I would say, 80% done. We have the design. We've got some alternatives built in. The timeline would be the hope to get the design and engineering work done to be able to bid by January of 22. So in another 5 months. They're pushing pretty quick. It's impressive what they've come up with. And that CAPS committee has given them ideas and they've kind of run with it. And then we've met every 3 weeks and they refine it and come back. But what they showed today was very impressive.
Also during the meeting, the commission approved a change order for the Activity Center project in Ackley Park West to install sod outside the building that was once planned to be a third parking lot for that venue. Ivester said it was determined that the parking lot was not needed and the installation of the sod would help prevent future erosion issues. Aiden Green of Elk City has been accepted into the Southwestern Oklahoma State University College of Pharmacy. 41 students were admitted into the Doctor of Pharmacy program for the 2021 fall semester. The class has an average cumulative grade point average of 3.45 and is composed of 19 women and 22 men. The Swazoo College of Pharmacy admits 85 students each year to its Doctor of Pharmacy program during the fall and spring semesters. Minimum requirements to make application for admission to the Swazoo College of Pharmacy include completion of at least 61 semester hours of specific pre-pharmacy courses with a cumulative grade point average of at least 2.5. The selection process is competitive and based on a number of factors. These include, but are not limited to, science and mathematics grade average, overall grade average, ACT or SAT scores, pharmacy college admission test scores, motivation, character, and communication skills. In state news, changes coming to the Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon. Oklahoma News Network's Margo Moreno tells us why.
The Oklahoma City Memorial Marathon is beefing up its COVID-19 protocols. Oklahoma City National Memorial and Museum Executive Director Kerry Watkins says all runners in next month's marathon will be required to show proof they're vaccinated or results of a negative test within 72 hours in order to participate. I'm Margo Moreno.
Looking at oil and gas prices for this afternoon, WTI is at 67.93, down $1.37. Brent crude at $71.28, that's down $1.32. Natural gas at an even $5, that's up 8 cents. Recapping our top story, improvements coming to Elk City's Ackley Park. Once again, your Paragon News update for September 9th, 2021 was brought to you by Mickey Lively, your Farm Bureau agent in Greer County. I'm Jared Atha.
You know, 30 minutes with Mickey Lively could save your business a lot of money.
In regards to making the change from a traditional commercial policy to a business owner's policy,
as a business owner, and if someone's thinking in their head, how do I know if this fits me? Just give us a call. You're talking about a 20, 30 minute appointment. If we had your deck sheets, we could look at that. And I know people that own businesses, I know they're busy during the day. They can't close their business to meet with me. I get that. I will meet with anybody, anytime. 30 minute meeting is more than enough time for us to get the information that we need to take that back, plug it into our system, and get something in your hands pretty quick. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County, and my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.